one of those great sonatas from George Frideric Handel's Opus 1 from the 11th with flute. In fact, it was James Galway in a nice version with viola da gamba and keyboard. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. This is Kansas Public Radio. It's classical music time, and we have some great pieces. The next one by Bach is just amazing. Alfred Brendel does it the best on piano. Here's Bach's Chromatic Fantasy and Fugue on KPR. The Chromatic Fantasy and Fugue in D minor. That's Johann Sebastian Bach here on Kansas Public Radio, as played by Alfred Brendel. Next, we'll have piano again, but with orchestra. And Un Dia de Noviembre is coming up. It's a nice little solo piece for classical guitar. And next hour at about 10:20, make sure you have KPR with you because it's a recording of last month's performance by the Lawrence Community Orchestra of Carnival of the Animals. We recorded it when they played it at Lawrence High School, and Will Averill is the narrator of the funny Ogden Nash verses. So keep it here on KPR. We have that and music by John Cage next year or next hour as well. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Kansas City Civic Orchestra, presenting Musical Memories of Fantasia, November 14th at 7:30 p.m. and November 15th at 2 p.m. at Atonement Lutheran Church. Saturday matinee follows Baber Instrument Zoo at 12:45. Details at kccivic.org. Here's Mozart's 15th piano concerto. The very special pianist, very gifted, Arturo Michelangeli, with the North German Radio Symphony now on KPR. A very gifted pianist, Arturo B. Michelangeli, with the North German Radio Symphony led by Cord Garbin. That was the 15th piano concerto by Mozart this morning on Kansas Public Radio. We have music by John Cage coming up in about an hour, and in about half an hour, we'll be starting the Carnival of the Animals, recorded at Lawrence High School with the Lawrence Community Orchestra. It has Will Averill narrating the funny verses by Ogden Nash. Lots of great pieces coming up. Thank you for your company. I'm enjoying your company as we listen to classics together on KPR. I'm Cordelia Brown. It's supposed to be 71 today and 70 tomorrow. Looks like at some point in the weekend it'll start getting colder. Saturday, sunny and a high of about 63, with strong winds coming in and turning and coming from the north overnight, and it looks like a hard freeze for Saturday night with 26 degrees as a low, and then Sunday should warm up to only 42. Monday, 47. This is by Leo Brower. He's a Cuban composer. He was born in 1939. He's still alive. He's educated musically at the Juilliard School. This is Leo Brower's Un Dia de Noviembre on KPR. A Day in November by Leo Brower. Ricardo Cobo at the piano here on KPR. The Kansas City Chorale here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Remember, you can check our playlists anytime online at kansaspublicradio.org.
The Colorado River isn't what it was without federal intervention. On the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us at 3 for that and much more. And this is KPR. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. And again, online, lots of things you can do at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. We'll have a 3-minute news update next from NPR. Listen for something from Rodeo by Copland, the Chorale Nocturne. And then, played on a Reuter organ, The Variations on America by Charles Ives. Support for news next on KPR comes from Kansas City Civic Orchestra, presenting Musical Memories of Fantasia, November 14th at 7:30 p.m. and 15th at 2 p.m. at Atonement Lutheran Church. The Saturday matinee follows a Baber Instrument Zoo at 12:45. Details at kccivic.org.
Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. The federal government
has considered setting national standards. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Lemelson Foundation, dedicated to improving lives through invention, innovation, and climate action. This is KPR. Gerard Schwartz and the Seattle Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio playing some prairie music. That was the Chorale Nocturne from Rodeo, the ballet by Aaron Copland. Stay tuned for the Lawrence Community Orchestra with Will Averill. And then a really nice piece by John Cage, which I think you'll like. Support for classical music on KPR comes from 715 Restaurant at 715 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. It's open Tuesday through Saturday at 3 p.m. till late. More at 715mass.com. Well, here's something that Charles Ives made up. When he was 17, he was playing organ at church, and he thought, well, for the offertory, it was the 4th of July, he thought he would do some variations on an American anthem, and it turned out really well. And luckily, he remembered it and wrote it down, or somebody wrote it down. Here's John Walker for this brilliant improvisation on America, and it's played on a Reuter organ, which was made right here in Lawrence, Kansas. Improvised by a teenaged Charles Ives at the organ one Sunday. That's simply called Variations on America. We heard a Reuter organ played by John Walker. It's about 19 minutes now into our 10 o'clock hour. Good morning. Next hour, listen for Coco's Earth Control. It's Ben Modell. It's from the Silent Film Festival that Topeka hosts every February. Also, Boccherini, music by Boccherini's copyist, Francois Defossa, and something from Anna Bonn. And not just Anna Bonn, but Anna Bonn of Venice. Tom Aber has mastered the bass and contra alto clarinets. Pair him with the Kansas City Brookside String Quartet, and you'll have a fascinating classical concert, including a fantasy quintet just for that scoring by York Bowen, a 20th century composer. Hear their Doreen Morande recital tonight at 7 for Classics Live, only on KPR. Featuring Will Averill as the narrator, with Rachel Dirks directing the Lawrence Community Orchestra. Our engineer, Chuck Smith, just recorded that this past October 19th in Lawrence High School. It was the day of their afternoon spooky carnival. Next on KPR, music by John Cage that isn't crazy. John Cage, I guess crazy is a bad choice of words, but I think something you'll like. It's called In a Landscape for Harp. That's next on KPR. Reminding you that support for the classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Bach Aria Soloists. The Bach Aria soloists are presenting a debut collaboration with the Missouri Choral Artists, with works by Bach, Britten, and more, Saturday, November 15th at St. Paul's Episcopal in Midtown. Tickets and details at BachAriaSoloists.com. This is KPR. In a Landscape for Harp, written by John Cage. Mariko Onraku was the harpist, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
From NPR News.
Join us in the morning for the next morning edition. Get all the news from around the world and around the state. Every morning between 5 and 9 before the airwaves turn to classical music, as it is now, and it goes right up until 3 o'clock this afternoon and comes back this evening at 7. Thanks for listening to KPR. We appreciate your company. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, and that means KANU and KANU HD1, serving Lawrence through 91.5 FM. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for News Next comes from the Raven Bookstore, hosting Lawrence authors Addison Black, Judith Reutman, Joe Harrington, Will Averill, and Kent Smith in store this November. More information at ravenbookstore.com/events. It's 11:01. More music in 3 minutes after the news.
Live from NPR News, Cindy Rose. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, with its Name Your Price tool, a way to see coverage options based on a driver's budget. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Good morning. It's KPR. Played on a theater organ. That was Ben Modell, who's been a guest several times at Topeka's Silent Film Festival that they have every February. He wrote that, and he called it Coco's Earth Control, opening silent film music. Ben Modell is amazing. He's able to live in the now, live in the present, and play the keyboard at the same time, describing what's going on. He is very good at playing music along with the shows on the screen. Well, good morning. It's, 11:06 and a half. This is KPR. We have Boccherini, DeFassa, and Anna Bonn of Venice. Support for classical music this morning on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting stories of light, color, and hope in the Color and Light, featuring works by two Kansas composers, Saturday, November 22nd. More information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org. And from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu. Here's the Third Symphony by Boccherini this morning on KPR. That was Luigi Boccherini, Symphony No. 3, with Raymond Lepard and the New Philharmonia Orchestra. Next, some chamber music for guitar and string quartet by a friend of Luigi Boccherini's. And then music by a student of Vivaldi, Anna Bonn of Venice. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, kansaspublicradio.org. Be here in the noon hour, where we'll enjoy an early symphony by Haydn. Also on the program, a Czech piano trio and Prokofiev's first piano concerto. Classical music continues from noon to 3, right here on KPR. Here's the François de Fassa Quartet for Guitar and Strings, now on KPR. Written by François de Fassa, who was a good friend of Boccherini's. In fact, he was Boccherini's copyist, so he wrote music himself. That was de Fassa's Quartet for Guitar and Strings, number 1 in D, with the Gabrielli String Quartet, plus guitarist Simon Weinberg. Next, a piece by a student of Vivaldi's. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from 715 Restaurant in downtown Lawrence, offering an event space located at 725 Massachusetts for private parties. More at 715mass.com. And support, too, comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, hosting a screening and discussion of the documentary Return of the Sacred Red Rock, November 8th, 2 p.m., Woodruff Auditorium in the Kansas Union. Information at spencerart.ku.edu. The place where Vivaldi worked and taught young women, young musical women, it was an orphanage, but it was so good that lots of people with parents and with means went there as well, as is the case with Anna Bonn. She wanted everybody to know she was not an orphan, so she had her name as Anna Bonn of Venice. Here's her Flute Sonata number 1 now on Kansas Public Radio. Music by Anna Bonn of Venice, her Flute Sonata number 1, with Sabine Dreyer, flute, and Irene Hagen at the harpsichord. It's 12 noon. I'm Cordelia Brown. Stay tuned. Jeff Watson's in right after the news with 3 more hours of great classical music here on Kansas Public Radio. Looks like he'll have music by Leroy Anderson, Forgotten Dreams. The Prokofiev First Piano Concerto is coming up in about 40 minutes. And right after the news, we'll have a legend, one of Dvorak's legends, before we have a 37th Symphony of Franz Joseph Haydn. We are on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. For today and tomorrow, we should have pleasant highs of about 71 today and 70 for tomorrow. And in about the middle of the weekend, it should start to get colder. Support for news comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News.